Welcome back to the Midday Mumbles podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Brody.
And this is episode 3 of the Midday Mumbles podcast. But before we get into the episode, this episode is sponsored by Buzzsprout. Use the link in the description below to get a $20 Amazon gift card when you sign up for a paid plan. Buzzsprout is a podcast hosting company. So start your podcast today. The link with the description.
I'm just going to put that out there before we get started. That $20, I want $20.
Do you?
I'm just saying. It's $20.
You want $20, Isaac?
I want $20.
What about you?
Give me $20.
What about you, Brody? Do you want $20?
I always want $20.
Yes.
When do I ever not want $20?
Everyone wants $20, okay? Get your $20 in the link in the description. That's basically all it is. Just want free money? Click the link in the description below.
Just go. Just go.
Just click it. So our first story is coming from YouTube. Can you believe it, Isaac? There's some more YouTube drama.
Hot and heavy.
Yep. So YouTube this week decided to change their terms of service. This is the exact wording. YouTube may terminate your access or your Google account's access to all or part of the service if YouTube reasonably believes that its provision of the service to you is no longer commercially viable. Basically, what that means is if your content is not making YouTube any money,
they're evil. That means they're evil.
They reserve the right to cut you off. Like, let's say you're using a lot of storage, a lot of bandwidth. Like, for instance, our first podcast was 10 gigabytes. Like, we uploaded a 10 gigabyte video to YouTube. Okay. And I, you know, we don't got AdSense on that. So. We might be shut down.
So please, go visit Buzzsprout.com. Please.
That's over with. That's over with.
Still.
What is Gage alluding to with that? Like, explain further.
Basically, their terms of service change basically is a threat to a lot of creators. Not just already established creators, but up-and-coming creators. Because basically what that means is if you're... video, your content isn't making YouTube any, like, if you're not even in the program, the advertisers program, the partner program, and your video, you're uploading a lot of videos, and I mean, it's just a small change. YouTube later came out and said, well, it's just to make it simpler, to make what their exact words were was something along the lines of, don't quote me, obviously, because I saw this tweet a little while ago, but basically, they had said something along the lines of, it's just a better wording. That way, you know, it's easier to read, easier to understand. And if anything, it made a lot of people confused because, I mean, obviously, YouTube is turning into this website where we see more and more already established people coming on the platform. For instance, a lot of late night hosts. One of the biggest channels is Ellen, for Christ's sakes. And Ellen is a show on CBS late night. You know, you got all those like Jimmy Fallon. Well, she's not late night, but late afternoon, you know, Jimmy Fallon. And then we had, Will Smith came on the platform, made like 4 million subs. Dwayne, The Rock Johnson came on, has like 4 million subs. Jack Black, Jablinski Games is on there. 4 million subs. And
so it sounds like to me that they're trying to make a YouTube 1%.
Yeah, they're trying to get a lot of...
You couldn't possibly get up there and be big unless you're already there somehow.
Exactly. Actors, late night hosts. You know, James Corden is actually one of the biggest shows right now on YouTube. One of the biggest channels. They upload highlights to it. They've got like 30-something million subscribers. And it's pretty crazy because he's already established, obviously. But for someone like Brody, you want to create a channel? You want to start YouTube? Well, it's probably not possible. Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously. But we haven't actually seen anything happen. No one's accounts have been terminated. In fact, this TOS change doesn't actually come into effect until December 10th. So you're not...
Well, sure. It doesn't necessarily matter when it comes into effect. And in my opinion, it doesn't matter if they're using it. It just matters that it exists. They shouldn't have that exist.
Well...
Because... Well, how I see it is they can really abuse that power. They can claim anything is non-commercially viable. Maybe they have an opinion that they don't like and they're putting it on a t-shirt. That's not commercially viable in their opinion. They're gone. It's immensely dangerous. And YouTube is meant to be a platform that's open to anybody. Anyone can post anything on there. And YouTube can't get in trouble because they allow everyone. So when they're doing this system of knocking people off for not being commercially viable to make them money, it's just awful.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound frankly, like real rules.
It contradicts the very essence of YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube's original slogan was broadcast yourself, and now, I mean, there's it's literally, are you a late night
host?
Imprison
yourself.
Yeah, are you a late night host? Because if not, you're not allowed. Only late night hosts only. So yeah, I mean, this whole YouTube thing is, honestly, I think I speak for a lot of people when they say, I mean, it's pretty scary. If you're, you know, a creator, even some smaller creators, this could have big effects on. There are a lot of dead channels that don't really make much money, and this could definitely hurt them. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys actually? I mean, I know Isaac's put his two cents in, but Brody, what do you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. What do you feel about this?
There's a lot of top creators out there who don't like creating stuff that's a lot of times advertiser friendly, and they're, you know. Mm. There's obviously been the Adpocalypse 1 and 2 and whatever, but this seems like something that can turn it upside down.
There was something else that actually happened with YouTube. I was uploading our podcast. I noticed this new feature, and it's this new the COPPA rule. Are you familiar with the COPPA rules?
Nope.
Children Online Protection Agency. Basically.
Oh, where if it has children in it, that it can't be that it can't have comments.
Well, that is part of it on YouTube. That's a new YouTube rule that was like 6 months ago that was put in place. There's a new button now, though. When you upload the video, it says, do you have children in this video? If so, click yes or no. And I don't know exactly what I was actually talking to one of my friends, Recon Jacob. He's one of my YouTube friends on Twitter. And we were talking about this because he had tweeted something about how he's looking for asking what this actually affected. And I wasn't sure of it either. Because I saw it and I'm like, no, this doesn't. No, it said, is this content for children or not? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, is our content for children? I don't know.
That's Gage, no, our content is not for children.
I didn't know. So I just clicked no and uploaded the video. But
do you think a lot of children care about the YouTube terms of service?
No, I don't think anyone cares.
Or what Donald Trump tweeted?
No, I don't.
That would be a pretty good indicator.
It's not for children. Yeah.
Well, anyway, these are some major features. And then YouTube, obviously, earlier this year deleted the sub count thing where you can't actually see the exact sub count. And then just a ton of just random stuff has been going down over there. A lot of people are very unhappy.
Yeah, I really hope that someone else comes along and kind of dethrones YouTube, because it's really gone on too long. It's getting disgustingly corrupt. It's not a good thing. So if someone else could come along, make a big platform and allow for people to have just a better way, a better system that isn't so corrupt.
There's been a bunch of different platforms that have come on along throughout the years. Back in 2017, I stopped making YouTube videos and moved over to VidMe, which was a platform that actually YouTube shut down because they were using their ads. And obviously, a website for videos can't be viable unless there's advertised revenue or some source of revenue. So they shut that down.
Like monthly payment or advertisements.
Yeah. So then they
was it because they used like AdSense, like Google AdSense, okay.
Yeah. So then happened is there's another one. Vimeo has been a paid platform for years, but it's not really meant for the free creator. You have to pay to use their service. So it's kind of a kind of defeats the purpose. And then there's a new one, BitChute. But BitChute isn't easy to use. It's very annoying, to say it lightly. It's a hard website to use, and obviously there's really not anyone that really uses it. So their competition is pretty slim. I mean, Twitch, I guess, is competition. I think
BitChute has the best chance, though. BitChute really reminds me of what YouTube used to be.
Yeah, but YouTube,
I don't know anything about BitChute.
YouTube in its heyday wasn't good. Like, it was a pretty bad website. So I like the updates and design that YouTube has had. I just don't like the changes in like their TOS and all that.
It's agreeable.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think it's a platform for creators by creators anymore. I think it's a platform for corporations by corporations. That's basically, at the end of the day, that's what it is. So I don't know.
It's about making money, censoring opinions they don't like, and shifting election results. That's what YouTube's become.
There's nothing wrong with making money with a service, but I mean, the whole Adpocalypse One was started because there was a video on YouTube, someone photoshopped a Coke ad on it, and it was like some very racist video, and Coke pulled their ads because they were obviously, what's a company supposed to do in that scenario? Be like, oh yeah, we support anti-Semitic, you know, whatever. So they pulled their ads, and then other companies followed suit, and then the well started drying up, and then YouTube's like, we can't do this again. Well, I don't know. I mean,
was it joking anti-Semitic, or was it like seriously anti-Semitic? Like,
I believe it was the PewDiePie video where he said death to all Jews jokingly. It was a Fiverr video. And he got his YouTube Red Show shut off, but that's besides the point. This is old news, obviously, but this TOS thing is really...
I remember that.
I have some friends that have millions. I have one friend that's got 2 million subs, and he messaged me this morning, and he's like, talking about that TOS thing, and we were talking about hopefully there is an alternative that will come eventually, I'm hoping, because that's definitely scary, a scary thing. And unless you plan on creating videos on Facebook...
What a joke.
People have tried. I've seen it.
Bajan, you know Bajan Canadian, right?
He played Minecraft, right?
Yeah, he makes Facebook videos now.
I bet that's going real well for him.
I get notified whenever he's streaming, and because I liked him back in like 2012, and and I'm too lazy to unlike him. And
I never liked Bajan Canadian. I liked his page.
I liked his page in 2012. I never watched his videos. And I keep seeing notifications. There's only like 20 people that watch him on Facebook. So yeah. So moving on. I mean, does anyone have anything else to say about YouTube?
No.
Okay. Moving on, YouTube Plus. YouTube Plus. We got some Disney Plus.
Yo, cut that out.
No.
Might be some soon.
It's staying?
Yeah. I like this.
Is this staying? Am I staying right now?
I don't know.
You jinxed
it. If it works. So anyway, Disney Plus. Is it epic or not epic? And we've had it for a week. And honest to God, I think it's the most epic thing ever. Just kidding.
And Gage would be lying to you because it's not the most epic thing ever.
I just said just kidding. I don't think it's the most epic thing
ever.
Well,
yeah, but I didn't plan for you saying just kidding right before I said that. So
anyway, the platform released. I've watched a lot of stuff on it, but I've come to realize that Disney is a company that makes kids movies. Who would have known? Who would have known? You see, I was so hyped up in the fact that all the Avengers movies are going to be on there, all the Star Wars movies were going to be on there, and all the Pixar movies are going to be on there. But not all
but
the
you
Avengers
just ended
movies
up with the
there.
Netflix kids mode.
Yeah,
literally,
basically.
Yeah. Like I logged on there and I'm like, other than The Mandalorian, I don't really feel like watching Star Wars movies. And I don't really feel like spending 3 hours watching Avengers Endgame. So what is there to watch?
Yeah. Well, that might I kind of had the same experience.
Like, obviously, yes. it's in its early stages, so it's trying to hook people with, okay, the Mandalorian's new, but we also got all the old stuff that you probably had on VHS, so, you know, sure. Watch them while we got them. And then once that runs out, they'll probably end up making stuff just like how Netflix Originals make stuff.
It would be really cool if they started doing, like, a lot of Disney Originals. Like, some sort of one of them coming out with a video per day. You know?
They've got a lot of shows planned, though. If you look on... we were looking at them last week when we were recording. But a lot of them aren't coming out till 2020 or 21.
Right. So that's probably the time window that they're hoping that people will get... You know, they will run through all the old movies that they used to watch and get tired of that. Yeah. So that just in time for the new originals to come out.
Brody and I were researching this today, and we found out that they're making a Obi-Wan Kenobi series for Disney Plus.
Is it live action or is it animated?
Live action.
Oh, sweet. That'll actually probably be pretty good.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. They're doing a lot of Star Wars stuff. And then John Favreau, the guy who directed Iron Man 1, and, you know, he's happy in all the Iron Man movies. The big
one.
Is he? Yeah, that's happy. That's John Favreau.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
He's making a Star Wars movie.
Really?
Yeah. Him and I guess Feige there is doing one too, so that's gonna be cool. Actually,
he did a good job with Iron Man 1. Iron Man 1 was a good movie.
It was very good. Disney's had a lot of gems, and I think Disney Plus is cool for the price, especially. I know we talked about this last time, so I'm not gonna bore you with all that stuff, but the first week pretty high. Pretty high impressions. The first day, though, was very rocky. Isaac didn't have it until later on in the morning, which when everything was fixed, but I was up in the morning.
No, I even had some problems with it. It didn't let me like change the picture for my account on it, and it didn't. I had to like try like three different methods to get to the Mandalorian before it actually didn't error out when I clicked on it, and like. But there was also a huge flood of people going on it immediately, I guess it makes sense.
I read that they had 5,000 titles on the platform at launch, and they had 10 million people on in the first day. So, a lot of people signed up for it.
Server test.
Yeah, seriously. Stress test.
Stress tests, and this is nothing, and it was nothing compared to this.
I don't think they were expecting 10 million people to sign up on day one. I think that's just crazy, dude.
Okay, but I'm just going to put that out there. Mandalorian, it's sick. It's a great show.
Good show.
I'm a big fan. I am so upset that I have to wait till Friday to continue watching it.
I watched the second episode today. I am, though, disappointed in the show, okay?
How?
Really? I am disappointed. Yeah, I was expecting a long-form Disney show, a long-form Star Wars show, like an hour long, and I was expecting a lot more to it. You know, I was expecting... So when I went and saw The Force Awakens, right? Haven't seen really anything Star Wars for a long time. I heard the... da da, you know, the theme song, da 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 da, and I'm like, I got goosebumps. I'm like, this is epic. Well, The Mandalorian just doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's, you know,
I think I know what you're getting at here. They changed the intro and I hate it.
Well,
it looks like the Marvel intro. What are they doing?
Oh yeah, I did see
that too. It's Star Wars.
I know.
You start with the text like panning up into outer space.
Are you talking? Yeah, I wish that's how the episode started.
That is how Star Wars movies are started.
Yeah.
Come on, then, Disney.
Well, I think it's because these are only 30
minute little
episodes.
Things.
Yeah. Well, I think if little things like that were changed or, you know, the next season, I think it'd make it a lot better, but.
The storytelling itself, I really like. I think it's really it's holding me pretty well. When I first started watching the first episode, I was like, oh geez, this is gonna suck. This is dry. And then I kind of started gaining interest, and now I'm really sucked into the story of it. You know, I finished the last episode, like I need to know what's going to happen, and it's been irritating me since
the
Friday.
First episode. I started like falling asleep throughout the show. I'm like, no, seriously, I'm like, why, you know, And then I started towards the end of it. I'm like, you know, they had that shootout. Spoilers, by the way. They had that shootout. Yeah. And then they found the baby Yoda looking thing. And then I was like, okay, yeah, I'm excited for the second episode. Second episode, I didn't watch it Friday night. I actually just watched it this morning. And I'm like, wow, this is actually, okay, it's fair enough. Good episode. I did like watching him getting his ass whooped, though, by that friggin' that big thing there. What is it? it's got, like, the horn. I don't know. What do you call those?
Rhinoceros?
Well, not really. But,
rhinoceros.
Yeah. Rhinoceros, yes.
it was like a hairy rhinoceros that was really big. I mean, rhinoceroses are pretty big, but I think it was bigger.
Yeah, well... It was funny. It was a good show. Brody, you watched
The Mandalorian? All I'm saying...
Yeah, oh yeah, I liked it. It was great. Reminds me a lot of other stuff. A lot of other stories.
Yeah.
All I'm saying... Okay, guys, all I'm saying is Mandalorian's great. I have spoken.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. They do great storytelling that way. Like, obviously it can't be something that has a climax within one sitting like Gage would want, but it's supposed to be something that's drawn out. And
well, you see what
doing
Netflix,
a good job with the storytelling.
Yeah, I agree. But what Netflix does is each episode something happens, like there is a it's like a roller coaster ride. It starts off steady.
It's the same with The Mandalorian, right? The peak of the first episode was the shootout, right? The peak of the second episode was the fight with the rhino beast. All right.
I think the peak of the second episode was when he was trying to get on the ship there with the Ravagers that stole all his ship.
Well, that's even better. There's two peaks to the episode. Wow, that sounds like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Well, I really wasn't entertained with I did like when the baby used the Force, though. I was like, I did get goosebumps from that. I'm gonna be honest.
Goosebumps, baby Yoda, goosebumps.
Birdie doesn't think it's Yoda. Birdie doesn't believe
it's
Yoda.
Not Yoda. It's just the same species.
Yeah. I wish they would have had this set in the like where everyone else. Like, I hope Luke Skywalker makes a cameo. I think that'd be cool.
Gage. Yoda died on Dagobah.
Yeah, but Luke Skywalker.
He died.
Luke Skywalker is still alive. He's
not
old.
Alive anymore.
No, wait. I think he is in this.
Wait, hold on. What?
I think Luke is still alive in this.
Oh, Luke is alive. Yeah, this is
before the.
This
new
is
movies.
In the time between the fall of the Empire and the rise of the First Order, but the First Order hasn't risen yet, right. And Luke was still alive for the rise of the First Order to like talk to Ren and whatnot. So.
Yeah. I'm not a Star Wars super nerd, so I haven't a clue what he just said.
Oh my gosh, nobody is here.
Isaac knows what he's talking about, though. He's like, yo.
Hey, dude, you don't even know what the rhino thing is.
Well, I guess I'm not a super nerd, but I'm definitely a nerd. As far as the movies go, I would never like read one of the stupid books that they've made or watch the Clone Wars. But if they've ever made anything that's live action, I've at least watched it 5 times.
You want a beer, Isaac?
Obi-Wan Kenobi shows up as a blue ghost in this show.
You want a beer, Isaac?
What? Gage?
You want a beer? You want a beer?
I'm pretty sure you're not old enough to drink those.
Nerd.
Gage.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Loser.
Brody just cringed.
Maybe I just care about my public appearance. And
sorry,
my own
bro.
Personal health and mental health. Maybe I'm just responsible, Gage. Is there a problem with being responsible? You don't want to talk about alcohol abuse on the podcast.
Sure. It's a terrible problem.
It was a joke that you ruined, Brody. No, I'm just kidding. So moving on, Disney Plus, a little more news. So The Simpsons, there's a controversy with The Simpsons. So basically what had happened is, so The Simpsons was originally animated in 4:9 aspect ratio. And basically the backstory is FXX started running The Simpsons on their network. And they zoomed in. There was a controversy a few years ago of the same thing. And then they ended up fixing it. Well, when you zoom in a 4:9 aspect ratio to make it in HD, you kind of tend to miss a lot of details. So a lot of the jokes just didn't work. So then Disney Plus did the whole same thing. And it was a big controversy with the nerds. I'm just kidding. I like The Simpsons. So it was a big controversy. And then Disney said that they were going to fix it in 2020. So they did respond, thank God. Who here watches The Simpsons? Who here likes The Simpsons?
I've seen. Oh yeah.
I mean, I like it. I don't watch it like crazy. I definitely haven't seen remotely close to all the episodes. I probably haven't even watched a full season, but I like it.
I watched every in 2017. I watched every single episode, and then I stopped watching it. No, all of the original episodes and it was like every day I was watching them.
That's like the same commitment as like watching all the Doctor Who episodes.
That sounds unhealthy.
That does sound unhealthy.
They're 20-minute episodes, bro. I mean, it was like, you know.
Gage, you could be working out and playing Dance Dance Revolution instead of that. You know that, right?
So anyway.
Stay healthy. Be healthy.
Disney's fixing this in 2020. Thank God. All those Simpsons fans can rest easy knowing that their beloved episodes are going to be back in 4:9.
I think they should just allow you to select one or the other. It's not that hard.
Oh, that's an interesting compromise.
You know.
That really is.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Like, there should be a little button that you can press. When you press it, it goes... 4:9 or whatever it is, 16:9.
They should just remaster The Simpsons.
Or 4:3. It was 4:3. What was the original? 4:9 would be stupid. What?
4:9.
Oh.
No, but that would be all wonky.
Yeah, it's square. It was made for old box TVs.
No, 4:9 would be a rectangle, a vertical rectangle.
I'm just saying what the article said, bro.
Okay.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Bang. Oh, and you even have it written in the notes, 4:9.
Yeah, so
maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just stupid.
Yeah, continue. I don't think it's a rectangle. But yeah, so they're fixing it. Good for them. Excited, glad.
I recently got Xbox Game Pass for PC, and I'm just putting it out there. It's great. It's a great service. I mean, the first month is only $1. We're not sponsored. I'm just putting that out there. I just like my Game Pass. I've been playing The Outer Worlds, Crackdown 3, Gears 5, State of Decay 2, Age of Empires, Shadow Warrior 2. Actually, I haven't played that one yet. Wolfenstein 2, Stellaris, Broforce. I have all these games now.
You've had a busy week.
It's great. I have problems now. Serious addiction problems.
So obviously Xbox Game Pass. Yeah, obviously Xbox Game Pass came out a few years ago. Oh, about a year ago too. And it was like $1 a month to start off, and you got access to this like game library of like 100+ titles. First they were terrible, then they started getting better, and now it seems even worth it. So Isaac was telling me about this service, which I knew about. I just never felt like I didn't know it was out for Windows 10. I thought it was only Xbox.
So I mean, right now it's in beta for PC. I guess technically it says beta. It doesn't seem beta. I guess it's not super user friendly, but
I finally got it. Okay, and the day that I got it, I paid for it. It was like $1. I started playing. I downloaded Outer Worlds. I'm hooked. Okay, I like Outer Worlds. Very good game.
It's a great game.
I tend to kill everyone in my path, but
Gage, why? Gage.
Did you kill the mayor?
I feel like
of that first town.
You killed the mayor?
Yeah.
You're going on like a full out bloodlust run.
I killed the entire town.
Oh my gosh, Gage. No.
Yeah.
You're like missing half of the storyline.
Then we
I'll just
we
slaughter move. Everyone.
It was fun. So then I had a minigun. And then we went to the next town, next planet. And yeah, so it's a fun game. I'm hooked. I really like it. I killed the medic in one of the planets. So they don't have a working hospital anymore. So
Gage, you have problems.
It's a fun
series. I feel like this goes deeper than video games.
So then I log on to Discord that night, and I get a notification. You've been a Nitro subscriber for 3 months now. We'll give you games Xbox. What is it called? Game Pass for 6 months on us. And I'm like, wow. Okay, I wish I would have turned on Discord earlier today. I could have saved my dollar.
a whole dollar. A whole dollar got wasted.
So yeah, I got it for 6 months now for free. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. You're going to be paying $5 a month, Isaac, and I'm going to be sitting here for free.
Whatever.
I'm rubbing it in, Isaac.
Whatever.
I get free games.
It's only $5 a month. Think of the value.
Oof.
I'm fine with paying the $5 a month because the value proposition.
This week, Venice was hit with huge storms. They didn't get record height in flooding, but they definitely hit record, I don't know what you'd call it.
Flooding?
No.
He just water said levels? Not flooding, Gage.
Like water
record,
levels?
Record retention of flood waters.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to Venice. I think that'd be cool. Riding down the, you know, got to go to the grocery store. I get in my boat.
Well, it'll be hard to visit Venice when you have to visit it in a boat with a friggin'.
I'll go with a submarine.
Don't you already have to use a boat to go through Venice?
Yeah.
Because they don't
That's
like.
That's if you go through the canals, man.
Right. But still.
Gage is going to have to visit in a scuba suit.
Venice was in Spider-Man Home. No, the new Spider-Man movie, Far From Home.
Far From Home.
Yeah, that was
really?
A big part of. Yeah, they
there was
they
there was the
part.
Water monster that attacked him there.
Yeah, it's cool, cool movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I don't know which one do you like better, the first or the second.
Ooh, is both of them an option? Because I really liked them both.
Where he's like, we're talking about Venice here, and you guys are talking about Spider-Man?
I mean, it's related to the movie. There isn't much to say about Venice. It's crazy what some of the people there think. Well, not crazy, but some of the old people are like, I'm not leaving my house. Even though the basement's gone because it's just filled with water.
That's how a lot of people
I can't leave
are. When Florida gets their yearly storm, nor'easter, that's how a lot of people are. They're like,
well, no, this is different because this is like a serious threat for Venice. Venice, like, they think it's, well, the government there thinks it's because of climate change. And so they think this is going to be an issue from now on, like, forever.
That's a whole different argument, and I'm not totally sure if we should get into that.
This is a not controversial podcast episode, okay?
I mean, I'm not trying to be controversial, but this...
Tune in next week.
This, you know, the result of this flood is something that they've been seeing in, like, higher concentrations.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so,
it's definitely
something. If it continues like it has, then, I mean, the old people aren't going to leave anyways.
No.
The old people that grew up in Venice, live there their
no
whole lives.
No one will live in Venice.
They don't want to leave.
No one will live in Venice. It'll be a ghost town.
It might not be a ghost town. It might be just underwater.
Oh, yeah. Gotta put those drums in there.
Be Atlantis.
The Lost City of Venice.
The Lost City of Venice. So moving on. So there's some Netflix news this week. Can you believe it, Isaac? There's Netflix news.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So there's a movie that I grew up watching. Big 80s movie fan here. And they're called Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3. So Netflix, basically, there's this movie series, Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3, has Eddie Murphy in it, some pretty good actors. And, for years we've gone without a fourth installment. And this week Netflix announced they are making Beverly Hills Cop 4 with the original cast, including Eddie Murphy. Have you guys, Isaac? I've sent you a clip from Beverly Hills Cop. But Brody, you ever seen those movies?
Nope.
No, you haven't? I really recommend them. They're really good movies. They're funny. Basically, this cop, Beverly Hills, Eddie Murphy. They're hilarious, and I'm excited for the fourth one. There's no release date. There's no time frame for when there may be a announcement or a trailer. Coming to America 2 is coming out next year, and I guess they're making the fourth installment probably the following year. So I could imagine seeing a trailer drop probably 2020-ish, late 2020-ish. But yeah, I'm quite excited to see that movie. It's definitely going to be cool.
I own Eddie Murphy Collections when he did early SNL stuff. I've listened to Eddie Murphy Raw. I love Eddie Murphy Raw. That was the real early stuff he did in comedy. That stuff's the primest that you'll ever get of Eddie Murphy.
So he hasn't really done many movies for a few years. He basically retired, and now he's back doing a couple movies. He's done smaller movies, but I mean, now he has a new movie on Netflix. My Name is Donna Wright or something. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's got really good ratings. I'd recommend seeing it. So this week, Bill Gates now reigns supreme on the money towers of America. In 2017, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, stock rose on Amazon, and he became the richest man on the earth. His net worth at his peak was around $160 billion, which is a lot of money.
That's Trump change.
Yeah. That's not Trump change. We make more than that on our podcast. You know, we're definitely number 99 on iTunes, you know? Big money. Bill Gates lost his spot that he's had for years. And Jeff Bezos this year got divorced and lost $30 billion in the divorce. Can you believe it?
It's a lot of money to lose. And his wife is very lucky, or his ex-wife is very lucky, because now she's exorbitantly wealthy.
Absolutely. He lost more money in a divorce than any of us will ever see our entire lives.
Hey,
you're gonna, well,
that doesn't sound very optimistic.
Maybe I'll see $30 billion, but certainly not you two. I'm just kidding.
Gage, CEO of Aurora 7 Web Solutions, in case you didn't know, maybe he'll see $30 billion in his lifetime. But me and Brody, probably not.
That's my lifetime goal. After the divorce, you know, then the Amazon stock kind of plummeted a bit. Jeff Bezos is now worth around $108 billion. And then Microsoft, something happened with Microsoft, and Bill Gates went up a few billion dollars. Nothing major.
Just a few billion, you know.
You got to think about it.
Bezos, just a couple billion.
Back in 2017, Jeff Bezos was rising $20 billion a day. So $3 billion isn't really a whole lot compared to what we've seen growth-wise with Amazon. Bill Gates is now the richest man on planet Earth once again. Folks, this is amazing. I'm just kidding.
What do you think this means for Amazon, though? Because obviously Amazon isn't the best at making money the way it does.
I just find it interesting that Gage has pronounced Bezos a different way, I think, every single time he said it. Sometimes it's Bezos, sometimes it's Bezos, sometimes it's Bezos, sometimes... I mean, that's the most interesting thing I've found here.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Yeah, it's funny, definitely. But
you trying to hide it? I'm exposing you, Gage.
Do you think Bezos will come back, or will Elon Musk
certainly
jump up?
You see, back in 2001, I didn't know this. I watched a documentary on Bill Gates, though, and I learned this. When they had the bubble in the early 2000s, Bill Gates sold basically all of his Microsoft shares, like up, I think he was around 98% of his Microsoft shares, and diversified his portfolio. So he no longer really has much to do with Microsoft. So when something happens like this, it's crazy because, you know, you see his net worth jumping up from Microsoft. He's not publicly affiliated with Microsoft anymore. He's, you know, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's basically the only thing that he's known for. Whenever he's on anything, they'll say founder and CEO of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So when something like this happens, it's pretty major because obviously he has such small shares in Microsoft. Yeah, it's within a few weeks, probably Bezos will be back on top. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. Maybe, hopefully. I don't know. I like them both personally, but they're both rich people. So
I wish I was that rich.
Yeah. I do. Oh, and there's a documentary on Netflix I recommend, In Bill's Brain. It's like, is it Bill's Brain or yeah, something like that. Recommend watching it. I've seen the first couple episodes. I think it's good. I think it's a good series. If you want to learn something about the world's richest man, watch it.
Also, if you're a hyper nerd, recently AMD has come out with their new CPU for the Ryzen line, the 3950X. It's a 16-core, 32-thread processor that goes in the AM4 socket, retailing for $750, and holy cow, it's impressive. I mean, I'm never going to buy it because I don't have that kind of money, but jeez-em.
Isn't that the one that was going to be in my build? That I had you...
I was thinking about telling you to wait. And I did tell you should probably wait, but it wasn't out at the time because I was planning on putting a $500 12 core in your build.
Yeah, I've waited an entire year. I gotta upgrade.
But the 16 core is out now. If you want to spend $750 on a CPU,
I'm good, my dude. I am good on that.
It's only an extra $250, Gage. Chump change. I mean, like, If Bill Gates saw that, he would be like, what are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I don't know. you have anything else to say about that?
It's cool, it's impressive, and Intel is infinitely worse than AMD, even no matter what. That's all I have to say.
I like Intel. I'll say that.
Excuse me? You wanna hash it out right now, Brody? Do you like evil companies that like making their people spend more for their products for no good reason?
Okay, I'll admit it. The Threadripper. I've wanted a Threadripper for years.
Intel nauseates me. Intel is evil.
I don't know.
I like the presentation.
I like them both. Okay, yeah.
Do you like the octagonal box that their high-end CPUs come in?
I do, actually.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
The big plastic box.
So, this is what I gotta say.
It's very future.
Honestly, whichever one is faster and better and the best bang for your buck, I think is the best, okay?
AMD.
I'm not an Intel person, nor am I an AMD person. Intel has come out with fast CPUs before. They've come out with top-of-the-line CPUs for small prices, price factors. Like the Threadripper came out, AMD, Intel really had to do something, and they did. And at this point, I think that games are more optimized for Intel. We saw that with the Red Dead Redemption 2 launch on PC. AMD CPU people and AMD graphics card people were seeing very bad performance, and their games, some of their games didn't even launch. I think Intel is the one where most developers are used to developing their games for, optimizing on. I think AMD definitely has had some winners. I'm a content creator, and I like those cores. When I edit, I need cores. And I know for a fact that in that AMD provides that with a lot of their even lower end CPUs. I was watching a Linus video the other day with AMD 5, and I was seeing it in this laptop, this little laptop that was beating out an Intel laptop, and it was saving battery, which was the big thing. So I think personally, AMD is a superior CPU this generation, and I think they'll continue to do that because Intel is just too damn expensive for what it is. Okay, so at the end of the day, what I'm trying to lead this out with is, I've seen a lot of different computers, I've seen a lot of different reviews. I have friends that are AMD, I have friends that are Intel, a lot of content creator friends also, and a lot of them, you know, it's like they're both at each other's throats because I have some friends with i9 CPUs and I have some friends with like the latest AMD Threadripper thing, and it's like, you know, who needs 28 cores at the end of the day? But I'll tell
people
you what,
that are cool.
When I'm editing 4K footage, it is nice to be able to scrub and not have any lag. And seriously, as technology and video gets better and superior, you're going to see that computers need more cores to function. Because it's not just professionals that do video stuff anymore. No, no, no. The iPhone can shoot 4K. The Google Pixel 4, for Christ's sakes, can shoot 4K. More people are getting into YouTube. Well, I got to rephrase that. They might not be able to, but they're damn going to try.
Twitch streaming, a lot of people do Twitch streaming, and you need cores for that.
Well, a lot of people do that. They run it off from their GPU. NVEC. It's something like that. OBS stream from the GPU. But yeah, Isaac, Brody, I've had this long rant. I am going to let you guys take over. Do you have any final thoughts?
Your rant, Gage. Putting that out there. That was a good rant.
Yeah. Well, guys, this episode was brought to you by Buzzsprout. Thank you, Buzzsprout. Use the link in the description below to get $20 when you sign up for a paid plan. Basically, Buzzsprout is the world's leading podcast hosting company. Why are they leading? Well, they're a great ass company. They give really good deals for their hosting plans. We're on everything. We're on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio even. We're on the biggest platforms in the world, and that's all.
We use Buzzsprout, by the way. He didn't mention that.
We do.
We use Buzzsprout.
I was leading into that, Isaac.
Well,
so, yeah,
just,
we recommend
just
Buzzsprout.
Just making sure you mention it.
If you want $23, use the link in the description below. And I'm glad that we're going to get you money.
And also, I just want to put this out there. If you're ever buying a scythe, buy all the scythes at scythesupply.com.
Yep. If you're ever looking for free knowledge, please visit khanacademy.com.
Everyone is sponsoring us now. Like, that's it. Everyone's
I mean, those two weren't sponsors.
No.
They're not sponsors. We just strictly
We're not
believe.
Affiliated with Khan Academy or scythesupplies.com, okay?
Just saying. Scythe Supply.
Scythe Supply.
Not supplies.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, guys, thank you all for watching. We'll see you in episode 4. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.